Blackstone Audio presents A Governess of Distinction by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Chapter 1. Even in the hedonistic society of Regency London, Percy Viscount Hunterdon stood out as being more carefree, indolent, and pleasure-loving than anyone else among the top 1,000. Although apparently destined to eke out his days on a small inheritance, he found he was lucky at gambling, very lucky, and was therefore able to live an extravagant life. He was extremely handsome, with golden curly hair, bright blue eyes, and a tall, athletic figure, for he boxed and fenced and raced his curricle, finding that a certain amount of exercise was excellent for dissipating the results of the previous night's roistering. As he strolled along the Strand one sunny afternoon in the direction of Temple Bar, nothing disturbed the calm pool of his brain except for one little ripple, which wondered what on earth old Mr. Courtney's lawyers wanted to see him about. Mr. Mirabel Courtney, he knew, was some very distant relative. He had never even met the old man. But now the lawyers had written a tetchy letter to the Viscount to say that after repeated calls at his house and at his club without success, they suggested that if he wished to learn something to his advantage, then he had better call on them. He finally reached the musty offices of Triggs, Bellman, and Broom, and airily announced his arrival to an elderly clerk, who informed the Viscount that Mr. Broom would see him.